Item nine.
Commissioners, item nine is historic cultural monument nomination for CBS Television City, located at 7800 West Beverly Boulevard.
Okay.
The staff recommendation is that the commission take the property under consideration and adopt the staff report findings.
I'm going to interrupt you. I've heard from my commissioners that they'd like to take a small five-minute break before we go into this next item. So we'll meet back here at five till.
We're breaking at 11:46?
Okay. Let's resume our meeting. Thank you. We're going to reconvene at 11:55. Lambert, do you want to reintroduce this?
Yes. Commissioners, item nine is proposed historic cultural monument nomination for CBS Television City, located at 7800 West Beverly Boulevard. And Alan Hess and Adrian Scott Fine are here to present the nomination.
Good morning, Commissioners. Adrian Scott Fine with the Los Angeles Conservancy, and with me is Alan Hess, who prepared the nomination for CBS Television City. The Conservancy initiated this nomination in response to news that a potential sale was under consideration, and we wanted to be proactive and ensuring that in the future there would be a design review process for CBS Television City should there be a project proposed. Our understanding is there is no project at this point, but that was part of our impetus for wanting to do this nomination. We're also cognizant of recent history of threatened Pereira works. In this case, it's a Jen Wong under Pereira, but the nature that these types of resources have been increasingly at risk. We have been meeting with representatives of CBS to discuss this nomination and are very greatly appreciative of their willingness to work with us and discuss it and think about how that moves forward. At this point, we do anticipate that we will be amending the nomination at the point that from this point and before it comes back to you to add some greater specificity, specifically on the character defining features, as well as the parcel by which the nomination shall apply. That's part of our discussions with CBS. Some of the representatives are here today as well. So we will add that between now and then should you take this under consideration. And at this point, I'd like to turn over to Alan Hess again, who has prepared the nomination, noted historian, author, and all-around great guy in terms of his understanding of everything due to modernism and certainly William Pereira.
Thank you. My name is Alan Hess. This building was by Pereira and Luckman, opened in 1952. Jin Wong was the project manager for the project and many other Pereira and Luckman projects. What we have here is a factory, a complete factory for a brand new medium of television. Television was very new at this point. Edward R. Murrow, the great journalist, did a broadcast from this when it was new, and he said, an individual could come into the front end of this building with nothing but a pencil and an idea, and when he came out, he would have everything required for a complete television program. The whole television program would be constructed and finally presented under one single roof. This was a major improvement. At the time, television production was spread all over town. The sets were built in one place, rehearsal halls were in another, the studios where the cameras were yet another great deal of inefficiency. What William Paley, the head of CBS, wanted to do, of course, was to create an entirely new factory for producing television programs going forward. And I think it speaks well to the design and the architects that this building is still in use for its original use in the year 2018. It is also in pretty good condition, certainly from the exterior today, to what was originally planned. It does fulfill the four criteria for a landmark, I believe, and I want to go over those 4 points. This is a picture of it as it was originally designed and built in 1952. It had, of course, different access. It was much more public. It did not have a fence around the property as it does today. And yet the building itself is pretty much as you see it here. First of all, of the criteria, it does reflect the broad cultural, economic, and social histories of the nation, state, and the community. I want to emphasize that. Los Angeles has been greatly impacted by the television industry economically, culturally, just in the identity of the city, broadcast nationwide, worldwide, over television over the years. It contained a variety of studio. It had four studios for a variety of types of programs, variety shows, serious theatrical productions by major playwrights, game shows, sitcoms, soap operas, and other entertainment types were all produced in this one building. Here you have a publication from 1952 about it, and you see the model there, and you see in the upper left-hand corner the two sections of the building. On the east side, a steel structure, which was offices and also shops and storage for actually building the sets. On the west side, you see the four original studios where the production was actually done. The building, as I said, is basically as it was built, except for one addition on the west side. You see it here in this picture. The building was meant to be expanded. It was used materials and was planned so that it could be expanded. Originally, there were going to be 24 studios on this site. That was not accomplished. This is the view from the farmers market side as well. And in this view, you can see the two parts on the east side, the steel structure, four stories, mostly offices as well as the shops. On the west side, concrete construction, as you can see, where the four studios were. And here you see it, of course, in its context, Park La Brea above, the farmer's market, and the whole surroundings of this area. Inside the studios, this is one of the studios where you see fixed seating in a pit, but also you can see this broad runway where the cameras could move up and down. This was a real innovation in efficiency for producing these sorts of shows. Great problems with air conditioning as well. They solved that. I mean, technologically, this was a very advanced building. The control rooms. Going on to the idea of it being identified with historic personages as well, there have been any number of famous people who have performed here. Here's Louis Jordan and Sam Cooke. But perhaps most important are the really groundbreaking programs which originated from this set of studios. All in the Family, for example, which broke new ground culturally for the United States and the sorts of discussions that could be made on television. The Smothers Brothers program, another adventurous political program. Extremely popular programs like Carol Burnett for her show. Again, you see the studio audience in the pit below the broad stage. And perhaps most significantly, Elvis Presley's first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1956 was broadcast from this facility. Now, and going on to the criteria of, well, other personages, second from the left is William Paley. This building would not exist as it is without William Paley. He was the head of CBS for many years, long associations with Los Angeles. First of all, bringing radio facilities to Los Angeles because of the entertainment community here. Here you see him with George Burns and Jack Benny and Gracie Allen and Mary Livingston at the opening in 1952. But Paley was responsible for hiring William Lascaux to design the CBS radio building on Sunset. He then hired Pereira and Luckman for this television production, and he also hired Eero Saarinen to design the headquarters for CBS in Manhattan. Going on to the architects, William Pereira and Charles Luckman, of course, extremely important in shaping Los Angeles in this period of time. A few of the things that they did, Marineland of the Pacific, LAX, along with Werdeman and also, or Beckett and Paul Williams. They went on to distinguished careers when they separated, for example, the LA County Museum of Art and the Forum down in Inglewood. It is a good example of the international style, again, fulfilling another one of the criteria. I would consider it myself one of the three most important examples of the international style in California, with the Lovell House by Richard Neutra, and also the Crown Zillerbach building in San Francisco. It was a factory, and what is important about CBS is that it is expressing its utility, its functionality, in the simplicity of the forms, the international style. Though it does also have some really wonderful details, really expressive, I think, of the exuberance of Los Angeles in the early 1950s, is the entry canopy, where most of the audiences going into the shows would first funnel down towards the studios. So, to sum up, I do believe that this is an extremely important example. It is in very good original shape, especially on the exterior and certain parts of the interior. It is still functioning as a television studio. And I would also say that the legacy of William Pereira in particular is threatened today. And this is a key building in his work, and extremely important both to his work, to Los Angeles, to the economic value of the television industry, entertainment industry in Los Angeles. Thank you.
Adrian, does that conclude your presentation?
It does.
It does? Any questions, commissioners? Very nice presentation, Mr. Hess. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have speakers. Keith Nakatana, Doug Kendall, and Amy Gadot.
Good morning, Keith Nakata, Los Angeles. As an Asian American, I'm proud that this complex was designed by one of the few prominent Asian American architects of this period. I visited the studio at the end of last year, and I saw a very bustling studio where there are many employees, so many, in fact, that some were sent to park at the Grove. I work as a location manager, which obviously involves shooting on location, but I am aware that there are very few studios inside the city now, and that they serve as a home base for productions and provide high-paying, mainly unionized jobs for the community, and an opportunity for workers to work close to where they live. There's currently a shortage of studio space in Southern California, and we are vulnerable to job migration out of state with the loss of studio space. So I encourage you to support this nomination at this time. Thank you.
Dale Kendall, Los Angeles. I live few blocks away from this building. I've lived there my entire life. Studios are what make Los Angeles. When you think of Los Angeles, you think of studios, TV, movies, entertainment. And I see lines of people outside waiting to go into for the tapings of shows. And when we have family or friends in town and we just drive by, they like their eyes light up. Oh, it's a studio. You know, which we drive by and don't even pay that much attention to it. I've learned a lot about it even just sitting here today. This really, really is, when you think of Los Angeles, you think of entertainment. And this really is a building and a structure that should be saved for future generations. I think there's a lot to learn about it and know about it. And I think people coming to Los Angeles, it's what they want to see. They want to see entertainment. They want to see the studios, and it's right in the middle of Los Angeles, so it's, you know, accessible to a lot of tourists. Thank you.
My name is Amy Galladay, and I'm here to support the motion of a monument. I'm on the board of Beverly Wilshire Homeowners. I live exactly six blocks away, and it is part of part of LA. This is a tourist area where all the buses come and they want to see all the entertainment and they want to see Hollywood. And I hope you would support this and thank you for listening.
Thank you. I have a general comment from Anthony Ambrosi. Ambrosio.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Tony Ambrosio. I'm one of the senior corporate officers at CBS Corporation. Appreciate the opportunity to come and speak with you briefly this morning. I'm mainly here to confirm what you heard from Mr. Fine and Mr. Hess of the LA Conservancy. We are, in fact, working with them collaboratively. I will cut to the chase and say we do support the idea, as you've seen in the letter I submitted, additional investigation of this property. So we are absolutely fine and in support of you taking it under consideration. We do not have a project at this time. And we are working not only with the Conservancy, but also with Council District 4, make sure we understand what's important to the community. We've always been, whether it's here at Television City or over in Studio City, very cognizant of our relationship with the community. We're very proud of our stewardship of this Luckman and Pereira building, and we will work with the Conservancy, as they know, to provide all the additional information that they may not have had as they prepared their nomination, to make sure that we have really accurate facts about all of the history behind this great property.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That concludes our public comment period. Commissioners, do I have an...
Okay, this is Commissioner Kennard. I commend the Conservancy and Mr. Hess for the application. It's fitting that we are talking about this today. Earlier we talked about somebody who was involved in the movie industry, and I commend you. I know you get beaten up a lot by us by not bringing these nominations to us, so thank you very much. And to the CBS people, I would just say that you are in very good hands with the LA Conservancy. They have a great track record of working, especially on mid-century modern projects, and I would direct your attention to the Century Plaza Hotel owners and how well they worked through that. So I think we have a win-win situation here.
Would you like to make a motion?
Sure. Anyone else have?
Any other comments?
Okay. With that I move that we take the CBS Television City project under consideration and adopt the staff report findings.
Commissioner Buelna, second that.
Roll call.
Ella Armstrong, CEA. We have a first and second motion on the floor. Commissioner Kennard, how do you vote?
Yes.
Commissioner Buelna, how do you vote?
Yes.
Commissioner Malofsky, how do you vote?
Yes.
Commissioner Canner, how do you vote?
Yes.
Commissioner Barron, how do you vote?
Yes.
Motion passed.